This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
Music is the universal language. Words are a little more localized, which is why glorious melodies can sometimes have tremendous difficulty overcoming linguistic barriers. This is one of the most famous tunes ever to come out of France. You can tell it's French because of the word chérie.
Too dangerous, chérie, too dangerous for me. I know I can't resist you. You're too beautiful, chérie. What will become of me? Will I regret I kissed you?
1947, Buddy Clark singing You're Too Dangerous, Chérie. The man who came up with that lyric is Mac David, older brother of the more famous Hal David. But Mac had his moments. Sunflower, I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So. You're Too Dangerous, Chérie is not one of those moments. It's a stinker of a song idea and entirely unworthy of that tune. And so a year later...
again, let's make a start again, forgiving and forgetting.
1948, Gracie Fields singing Take Me to Your Heart Again. The man who came up with that lyric was Frank Iton, an English writer who has his name on one of the very biggest standards of all time, Body and Soul, though it's not entirely clear what his contribution to it was. In contrast to Body and Soul, the world declined to take Me to Your Heart to its heart, and Mac David, stung by the way his masterpiece, You're Too Dangerous, Chérie, had been supplanted by such insipid drivel, decided to write yet another lyric to that tune.
Hold me close and hold me fast, the magic spell you cast, this is love beyond rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see love beyond rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be love beyond rose.
1950, Bing Crosby, and as you just heard, for his second bite of La Pomme, Mac David didn't even bother coming up with an English title, yet he still managed to get lost in translation. In French, the song is La Vie en Rose. In English, it's La Vie en Rose. There's a reason for that, which we'll come to. The French tune is wonderful, and the English words don't approach its level. But if I had to name a favourite rendition of the English lyric, it would be by the consummate Frenchman Charles Boyer.
Hold me close and hold me fast, the magic spell you cast, this is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. when you press me to your heart. I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be La Vie en Rose. Quand je te prends dans mes bras, tu me parles tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Tu me dis des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, mais ça me fait quelque chose.
Oh my, after that I'd come with him to the Casbah, wouldn't you? When you clear away your too dangerous cherie and take me to your heart again, what remains is the first big international hit of Edith Piaf, France's Little Sparrow. She wrote it in 1945, almost all the words and at least part of the tune. But the music is officially credited to her pianist, Luigi, a mononymous Spaniard of Italian descent who helped her hammer it into shape. He later composed Cerisier Rose et Pommier Blanc, or Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. Cerisier Rose, La Vie en Rose. So in a long life, Luigi never wrote a hit song without the word rose, pink, in the title. A two-hit wonder, he could count his big songs on his pinkies, and they put him in the pink. Everyone loves Piaf's performance of her own song, but I have a slight preference for what is actually the very first recording of La Vie en Rose. Piaf was sitting at a sidewalk cafe with her friend Marianne Michel, and Marianne asked Edith to write her a song, and still smouldering over an affair with Yves Montand, Piaf wrote, Mais s'il me prend dans ses bras, qu'il me parle tout bas, moi je vois des trucs en rose. Des trucs en rose, the stuff in pink. And it was apparently Marianne Michel who said, no, 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 not the stuff in pink, a life in pink. La vie en rose.
Quand il me prend dans ses bras, qu'il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, les mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat.
I love that record. Marianne Michel with the very first recording of La Vie en Rose in 1945. If you have no idea what she was singing about, don't worry about it. My father, whose French was somewhat minimal, never grasped much of the lyric except quelque chose, which is beautifully set at the end of the second section, et ça me fait quelque chose, and which he loved to sing along with. And then he discovered you could stick quelque chose at the end of every section, and it worked pretty well, so that's what he did. And then he began sticking it randomly into every other French song, and that worked pretty well too. And that's not inappropriate, because quelque chose means in English something, which is usually what one says when one forgets the lyric. Oh, you know that song, I'm dreaming of a white something, somewhere over the something, I'm just a girl who can't say something. But there's a difference in French. In English songs, there are so-called masculine rhymes, one syllable, moonspoon tune, and there are feminine rhymes, two syllable, mooning, spooning, tuning. But in French song, there's a convention that what are one syllable words when spoken can be sung as two syllable words. Charles Boyer spoke La Vie en Rose. Mademoiselle Michel sang La Vie en Rose, which is how Mac David wound up translating La Vie en Rose into La Vie en Rose. Os, which is nowhere near as mellifluous. And one consequence of this convention is that French composers tend to write tunes that demand far more feminine rhymes, rose, quelque chose, than are customary in English songs. I once had a long conversation about this with the late Herbert Kretzmer, whose lyrics for Les Misérables are a tour de force. What's the French expression for a tour de force? Oh, never mind. But if you want to know what the French lyric is saying, here's my literalish, unrhymed translation with the help of Monsieur l'accordioniste. When he takes me in his arms, when he whispers softly to me, I see life in pink. He speaks to me words of love, everyday words, and it makes me feel something. He has entered into my heart a share of happiness I don't really know the cause of. In life, it's him for me, me for him. He told me, he made a lifelong pledge. And as soon as I see it, I feel inside myself the beating of my heart. It's an expression of pure bliss, and its blissfulness was so unlike anything Édith Piaf had written or sung before that when Marianne Michel's version went nowhere and Piaf wanted to sing it herself, all her friends advised against it, and it took 2 years for her to figure out everyone else was wrong and she was right about it. The song is for anyone who wants to sing it, but sometimes it gets all tangled up with a unique star's particular legend. If you don't buy that story about Marianne changing the title to La Vie en Rose, well, there's an alternative version that says La Vie en Rose was the name of a nightclub Piaf had worked in. And for nightclub, read brothel. Great performers should always have had just enough tough times to talk about on TV shows, so it sounds like they've paid their dues. But Piaf had enough tough times for 1,000 stars. Her mother abandoned her at birth and she was raised in her grandmother's brothel. She went blind at age 3 and recovered her sight 4 years later when some of the prostitutes saved up enough money to take her on a pilgrimage for Sainte-Thérèse de Lisieux. At 14, she was singing on the streets of Pigalle. At 17, she gave birth to a daughter. At 19, she lost her daughter to meningitis and thereafter found children simply too painful a subject. She stood just 4'8", so the nightclub owner Louis Le Play called her La Mon Piaf, the Little Sparrow. He was her mentor. He put her in a little black dress that became her trademark. But Monsieur Le Play got murdered and Piaf was accused of being an accessory, and on. It was a hard life and she sang hard songs about hard girls who had seen too much.
Elle fréquentait la rue Pigalle, elle chantait les vices à bon marché, Elle était toute noire de péché, avec un pauvre visage tout pâle. Pourtant il y avait dans le fond de ses yeux comme quelque chose de miraculeux qui semblait mettre un peu de ciel bleu dans celui tout seul de Pigalle.
Success did not put the tough times in the rearview mirror. Piaf lost the great love of her life in a plane crash. She had a statistically improbable number of bad car accidents that put her in almost constant pain for what remained of her short life. One singer who has never forgotten Edith Piaf is my friend Patsy Gallant. If you were anywhere in the Commonwealth or continental Europe in the summer of 1977, you will know Patsy because she had a blockbuster global hit. A top 10 smash in Canada, Britain, Australia, South Africa, a hit in Norway, Sweden, the Netherlands. Patsy was on stage long before disco and long after disco, but she always comes back to Piaf. A year or two back, I had the pleasure of accompanying Patsy when she was inducted into the Order of Canada, and Her Majesty's Governor General asked her if she would sing something for the distinguished guests, and she sang as she always does. Edith Piaf.
Le ciel bleu sur nous peut s'effondrer et la terre pourrait bien s'écrouler. Peu m'importe les problèmes, car moi je mourrais aussi.
There's a reason why Patsy Gallant sings Piaf, as we'll hear on this TV show we did a few years ago. But first, I asked her about song titles that get a little lost in translation.
La Vie en Rose doesn't really translate easily into English. It means a life in the pink, but
yeah,
that's not
cool. It's a rose garden life.
Yeah,
wonderful life. You see
glasses.
Everything
yeah.
is beautiful.
Through rosy
there is nothing.
Hues.
There's nothing bad yeah. in life. Not like today, but.
Now, I said that you had a personal connection to Piaf that goes back to when you were like an 8 or 9 year old girl.
Exactly.
Really young, yeah.
Around 9 years old. Well, first of all, I started in clubs very early. I started singing very early. And I started nightclubs. I was around 8 or 9. And
This is with your
my sisters, the Gallant sisters.
Les Gallant.
Exactly. We're a family of 10 children, and 4 of us sang constantly. Right. And my mother used to follow us. And one day she says, we're going to Quebec City to sing in this cabaret called Le Paris 18. In those days, since I was very young, she had to hide me in the dressing room as soon as we arrived, because I wasn't allowed in the club except to sing. But we're here at rehearsals. We come in for rehearsal. And my mother says, before you go to your dressing room, I want you to hear the lady that's on the stage. It's La Grande Edith Piaf. And you're going to laugh. So I'm 8 years old, and it's about 2 years before she dies. So I listen to my mother. She says, you have to listen to her. So I obey my mother, and I listen. And at one point, I tell my mom, she is singing out of tune. Can I go to my dressing room? Imagine saying that of Edith Piaf. I mean, people should hate me. But, you know, you have to understand, I was a child. I didn't know who she was. And she was like, In black, she had arthritis. She was at the time, you know, shooting herself through her clothes with morphine right. because she was in such pain. And she just scared me. But I realized later on what great lady and voice she was. And she touched me. I mean, she was one of the most extraordinary singers. And you have shivers, you know.
On peut donner des leçons de morale quand on possède bonne soupe et bon feu. Mais quand on ne possède que peau de balle, on prend son plaisir où l'on veut. Dans le quartier, on me blague. Je suis un pilier de bistrot. C'est vrai qu'avec les pochards divague, chaque fois que j'ai le cœur trop gros.
When I do Piaf, I tell the people, you know, I'm not imitating her. She's
no.
inimitable. And I try to do it my way, and I sort of do a parallel on her life and mine, because she started on the streets, right?
Right,
at 9 years old with her father.
Yep.
And I started in cabarets, you know, and my mother was there.
in a sense, you're very similar, but in a sense, you're completely different because
yes,
you're a great survivor. She died young and she was this fragile, delicate, sickly creature. And you said to me once that even as a 9-year-old girl, you could sense in the way that children often can that this person is sick.
Oh, yeah. It was. I would even say she was scary. I mean, she looked almost 90. And she was only 46 or 45.
Moi, c'est au bord du comptoir que je prends tous les soirs mon apéro. Je discute avec le patron, je l'appelle Tarantino, c'est un bon goût. Comme elle est mal, je lui dis, Arthur, vas-y. Et je te lui joue la tournée aux Indies. Le phono pousse une java, l'ennui doucement s'en va. Me semble beau. Et je noie mon ennui profond pour une heure tout au fond d'un apéro.
I met a few people in Paris that knew her that are still alive.
It's
There's
a
very
small
few people left,
group of people. All these French songs have English lyrics, and I mentioned them to you, and you had no interest in them because
no.
The English lyrics are generally stinkers compared to the French lyrics.
That's one way of putting it. In fact, we were in a restaurant in Montreal, and I mentioned the English lyric to Piaf's Hymne à l'amour, which was a big hit in the Anglo world, If You Love Me, Let It Happen. And Patsy had never heard it before and was so disgusted by it that she let out a rather forceful expletive that caused the approaching waiter to freeze and his wobbling platters of Dover sole or saumon tartare or whatever it was to dance in the air. The English version is a perfectly competent Anglo-American pop song, but that's not how it was written. Speaking of restaurants, in the very first James Bond novel, Casino Royale, Ian Fleming has La Vie en Rose playing as 007 and Vesper Lynd are having dinner. Fleming's thinking of the French version. Here's Patsy Galant's take.
Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche. Voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, me l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi par le bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit,
je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat.
Patsy Gallant on telly with me. We heard a bit of Patsy's big disco hit a few minutes ago. She really should have got to this because someone was going to do it, but Grace Jones beat her to it. The only tune to have been recorded by both Gracie Fields and Gracie Jones. Under the dappled lights of the glitter ball, Je vois la vie en rose, a long-lived song from a lady who lived a short, hard life. I started this show somewhat unimpressed by Mac David's English lyric, but Edith Piaf liked it enough to embrace it within, as she says here, the language of Shakespeare. And although I wouldn't put Mac David and the Bard in the same pantheon, in Piaf's hands, his introductory verse is intimate and true and touching.
Je vais m'adresser à tous mes amis qui parlent la langue de Shakespeare. Ça me rappellera mes séjours à New York dont je garde un si bon souvenir. Et puis aussi, j'espère épater les Français avec mon anglais. Vous allez voir.
I thought that love was just a word they sang about in songs I heard. It took your kisses to reveal that I was wrong, and love is real. Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is la vie en rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see la vie en rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be la vie en rose. La, 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 la.
A song from Me to You with a farewell kiss from Edith Piaf singing her own song, but not on that occasion her own words. Her moment of international fame was brief. In her last year, her weight dropped below 5 stone, and she died aged 47 of a ruptured aneurysm brought on by liver failure. Her last words were, "Every damn thing you do in this life you have to pay for." La vie en rose, a life in pink, bleeds into a life in the red whose debts come due. This song was a gift to the rest of us.
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and produced for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin.